Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks very much, Jen. A decade into a very successful solo career, and Laurie LeBlanc is tackling new ground in the summer of 2020, releasing his first all-English album, When It's Right, It's Right. Laurie had some pretty impressive helpers to record this project. We'll get into it after we check out a couple of tunes. This is the first official single from the album, The Bigger the Better, on Atlantic Access.
Some strangers, they'll fit right in. Any old whiner will do. I'm not suggesting some fancy soiree. Let's have a party and blow her away. The bigger, the better. Somebody said that it might take some time, and I'd find the right one for me. Smile like a crook, look me right in the eye. What I need now is one hell of a jump on that train before it pulls away. 'Cause when it's right, it's right, it's black and white, part of the heart that you can't deny. When it's right, it's right, hold on tight, up to the clouds where the eagles fly. Come on, don't waste a minute wondering why. 'Cause when it's right, it's right. Any river, turn over every stone, searching for that buried treasure that was right there all along. 'Cause when it's right, it's right, it's black and white, part of the heart that you can't deny. When it's right, hold on tight, up to the clouds where the eagles fly. Come on, don't waste a minute wondering why. 'Cause when it's right, it's bonafide, it's certified, it's once in a lifetime stars collide. this time in the slot jackpot. Take the money and just walk away. When trying and trying keeps you up all night, the part of the heart that you can't deny. When trying and trying, hold on tight, to the clouds where the eagles fly. Come on, don't waste a minute wondering why. I said, come on, don't waste a minute wondering why. When it's right, it's right. When it's right, it's right.
Lordy LeBlanc and the title song from his latest album, When It's Right, It's Right. Before that, we heard The Bigger the Better on the Atlantic Access podcast. Lordy is joining us. I presume it's from beautiful Buktush by the Bay. What's it like working at home these days, Lordy?
Well, it's still busy, obviously, with the new album. It might be a little slower after that. So we could probably have some unexpected nice weather time off this summer.
You might be able to enjoy your summer, like, at home for a change.
Yeah, well, you know, after not having a summer off for 15 years, it's very weird, but it could be fun.
The name of the album is When It's Right, It's Right, and boy, what a ray of sunshine, you know, in these days. This album is a real pick-me-up, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess we had pretty much have it done the last few weeks now, and it had been planned for 0606 to be out, you know, digitally and physically. We've gotten feedback from our press and distributor in Montreal. It's very difficult to distribute, especially physical stuff. So we thought about everything, and we, you know, thought we'd take care of anything that's done physically ourselves, and why not release it, you know, and try to get a decent release launch going. So we were at the Capitol Theater with the guys and separated the distance and so on. So
we played the first single, The Bigger the Better. That's quite the hit. I watched the video. I enjoy it. You know, it's kind of one of those, you break up with a girl and you go to the pub with your you know, friends, your besties, and I kept thinking, you know what, I recognize that place, and it occurred to me, no, it's not the place that I thought it was. Where did you film that video? It's very good.
Well, actually, thanks a lot. The song was written by Don Mescal about 10 years ago with Don Slitz, you know, who wrote The Gambler and a bunch of other great writers, Mike Rhee, a Grammy Award winner, and so on. Hmm. And we decided to release that, the first single. It's a classic story and so on, and a little bit of modern music to it. But actually, Don came down with his manager to the Francophone Montreal Gala last fall, with his manager for development and so on, to attend the gala. And then we thought, why not shoot the video, because he's doing some harmonies and the vocal tracks and part of the video and so on. So we shot that right after the award ceremonies in a bar in Laval, Quebec, at around 11 p.m. The team was there with the cameras and stuff. They had pre-shot the couple that had the big fight and so on. But we did everything like from 11 p.m. to like 1 in the morning there.
Oh, wow. It's a great location, because you really feel like you're in your, you know, your favorite neighborhood bar. We're going to ask you about a song here, What I Love About Us, and what a great song. It's probably meant to be about a couple that has been together for a while.
Yeah, well, actually, it's written by a guy, a publishing company out of Connecticut, a guy named Kevin Reardon, and I liked it right away. He pitched me a bunch of songs, and I liked it, and it really sort of resembles what we and my wife do, you know, how we're always together and we, you know, enjoy ourselves. And he actually sent us a video that went to the live launch and so on, explaining that it was about him and his wife. He's married for 30 whatever years, and, you know, they happened to go to a special occasion, started raining, they started dancing in the rain, so on. And it's a little, I like the catchy, you know, catchiness of the me yous and stuff, and we had fun playing it. It's a great song. We like it, you know.
Yeah, I bet you do. We like it too. What I like about us is on Atlantic Access.
We get lost in each other in a crowded place. Slow dance by a fire and outlast the flames. Go to watch a movie, then have to watch it twice. 'Cause sitting so close is distractingly nice. Well, that's what I love about us. Friends and lovers, that's us. Stuck on each other endlessly. Baby, 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 you and me. That's what I love about us. We go with the flow. Life's like a ride down an open road. That's how we roll. That's what I love about us. Went to a starlight dance. We were dressed up right till the heavens opened up, soaking everything in sight. Our clothes got ruined, but the band kept playing. So we kicked off our shoes and we partied in the rain. Well, that's what I love about us. Friends and lovers, that's us. Stuck on each other endlessly. Baby, 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 you and me. That's what I love about us. We go with the flow. Life's like a ride down an open road. That's how we roll. That's what I love about us. Never knew what a kiss could be till our lips met, oh so sweet. Didn't know that love could mean so much. Now we can't get enough. Well, that's what I love about us. Friends and lovers, that's us. Stuck on each other endlessly. Baby, 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 you and me. That's what I love about us. We go with the flow. Life's like a ride down an open road. That's how we roll. That's what I love about us. Yeah. What I love about us. Well, that's what I love about us.
You don't need no party dress, tiaras in your hair. Your prince is in those faded jeans that you always wear. I've seen you in the evening when it's all gone quite upstairs. And now it's time, the time for us, and love is in the air. It's Saturday night, let's go dancing. Spotlight on the kitchen floor. Hand in hand to the band on that old radio. Side by side, how we glide. I can't believe that you're my bride. One more time, sure feels fine. Here we go. I'll still waltz you around that room when we're old and gray. Kitchen floor. Well, that's all right. Well, I'm just asking. Be my pickleball. Sip on your toes. Heaven knows we got class and it shows. Hand in hand to the band on that old radio. Side by side, how we glide. I can't believe that you're my bride. Be my pickleball. Yeah, be.
On Atlantic Access this week, it's Laurie LeBlanc. We're talking to Laurie about his brand new album, When It's Right, It's Right. And that was Belle of the Ball. Ever consider yourself the Belle of the Ball, Laurie?
No, I haven't gone to many balls. Once or twice. I'm not a ball kind of guy, but sometimes you got to dress up, you know.
Well, hey, you've been to those swanky award nights, you know, that's pretty close.
Yeah. You know, I like it. I'm not an attention-driven kind of guy, but I mean, it's part of the business. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
You've been in this in the music business for quite some time. I know you've had a very successful career here in the province and beyond for, I guess, a recording career as a solo artist now. It dates back, what, maybe 10 years, but it goes even beyond that. Your beginnings in music in this part of the country, it's pretty well established.
Well, you know, I started singing with some friends in, you know, late 90s or so. We did a Cajun-French band back then. For 8 or 10 years, then I started solo, and you're exactly right. It's been 10 years this year that I've been solo, and we've been, you know, fortunate to do what we love. As of about 5 years, I'm doing it full time. My wife is my full time manager now, and we're just lucky to live here in New Brunswick and do this full time. And it's, you know, it's been in the works for a while, doing an English album to meet Jason Berry. Very lucky there with Dean's Boys, The Crossing of Don Mescal, just getting songs that I connected to and that were well written.
Jason Berry producing, and yeah, you did mention Dean's Boys. That's Dean Brody's band that you're talking about there, eh? That worked on this album with you.
Yeah, I just very lucky to meet Jason, to talk to them. Very positive, genius guy. Very nice. Driven, passionate, and we sat down, looked at a bunch of songs that we had, and I said, what do you want to do? What do you usually do with your formula? And he talked to me about, you know, I often get down Dean's Boys, the Brodios from Toronto. The studio was in Ontario for a long time, and in June of this year, decided to move to his hometown of Miramichi.
Jason Berry is from Miramichi. Never knew that. That's interesting.
Yeah, he's a, you know, Juno Award winner, guitar winner,
CMA
winner. He's just such a nice guy, too.
Hey, Maritimers, eh? We're just popping up everywhere. It's crazy. So the name of the album is When It's Right, It's Right, and it's available, I imagine, online everywhere these days. Or you mentioned maybe the hard copies will be coming along here at some point.
Yeah, it's been digitally available by a distribution company out of Montreal, Select, online for everybody. The physical copies, actually, we decided to because there's actually a lot of demand for it, to take care of it ourselves as far as, you know, our team, 1-800 number there, by mail, e-transfers, whatever. And I personally sign every copy, and we just mail it out to everybody that wants it.
You're generous, you know, being able to sign all the copies like you're talking about. You must be having to put your wrist on ice in that time.
Actually, you know what? We did like a pre-order the week before the launch. That was pretty crazy. But now the launch is over. I can't do shows or anything, so I don't mind signing and putting in bubble envelopes. And we got, you know, nieces and stuff helping us with the 1-800 number and so on. But everything and all the information is available at laurieleblanc.com.
Yeah, super. The name of the album again is When It's Right, It's Right. It's from Laurie LeBlanc. Congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, the production sounds real nice with Jason and the boys, and now we're probably looking at a follow-up single. We had started a video for the second single, which was planned in July 10th for release, but I've been getting such feedback on a certain song that probably won't be... It might become the second single, and that one
wouldn't be Where Gone Girls Go by any chance, would it?
That's the one. You just on the button there.
Wow. Well, it just so happens to be the one we're going to spin next, Laurie. So, hey, thanks again, my friend, and all success with this album.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Terry. Appreciate it, and stay safe. Huh?
You bet. You too. Where thanks. Gone Girls Go from Laurie LeBlanc on Atlantic Access.
Great unknown, I want to know where the gone girls go. There's got to be some place somewhere where they take all of their I don't cares. Their see you laters, I don't give a damn. Go down and bury them all in the sand. Somebody say it's only fair that they've got a paradise just out there, someplace no one else could ever find, and every 5 o'clock is party time. I wanna know where the gone girls go, maybe Tahiti, might be Mexico.
Moscow. Might be Tahiti, might be Mexico. They just disappear into the great unknown. I want to know where the gun girls go. I want to know where the gun girls go. Is it Costa Rica, maybe Sao Paulo? They just slip away into the great unknown. Just a regular night hanging out with the guys. She walked in the bar, high boots, blue eyes. Well, hello again. Here I go again. She's a fast train, all or nothing, won't back down. It hit me so hard that I can't stop now. Here I go again. I'm in love. Said I'm fine, but you can't be Superman all the time. Here I go again. I'm in love. I'm in love. Too late, baby, for a getaway. I'm in love. I wouldn't want it any other way. I must be the luckiest guy in the world. I found the most unbelievable girl. Ain't nothing like it, yeah, I'm ready, set, go. I'm in love. Well, I'd like to tell you that it lasted 4 years, but you ran off with the truck, the dog, and the beer. Here I go again. Another regular night hanging out with the guys. She walked in the bar, short dress, green eyes. Well, here I go again. I'm in love. I'm in love. Too late, baby, for a getaway. I'm in love. I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm in love. Too late, baby, for a getaway.
From Lori LeBlanc's latest album, When It's Right, It's Right, I'm in Love on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. I'm Terry, and for our bonus track, we reach out to Newfoundland and Labrador, two of the more popular songsters, Dominic Doyle and Stuart Cameron, getting together for a version of the 1975 song made legendary by Emmylou Harris, written by Rodney Crowell, her husband at the time. Dominic and Stuart certainly know how to make it their own. Till I Gain Control Again, now on Atlantic Access.
Just like the song over the mountaintop, you know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning time sunlight dancing on your skin. I've never gone so wrong as telling lies to you. What you see is what I've been. There is nothing I could see me better than I can. Out on the road that lies before me now, there are some turns where
show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.